Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm blessed, privileged, saint to have this opportunity to come and speak life to you again today. We're going to be talking today about the power of God, or God's power is supernatural. I want you to say that with me, saint. The power of God, it is supernatural. We're going to be looking at several of the examples of the power of God on display through both the Old and the New Testament today. So I pray that you have your Bible, paper, pencils, that you'll be prepared to take notes, study along with us. We always encourage you to do this, children of God, because we want you to be able to search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. So please do feel free to get your Bible, paper, and pencils, and I'm going to give you some of the scripture text that we're going to look at. Now, for a foundational scripture for today's lesson, it's supernatural. We're going to take a look at Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and let's read verses 36 down through 39, and then we'll get a word of prayer in. Here we are in Mark chapter 4, verse 36, it reads, "Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?'" Verse 39, "He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Be quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm." Someone say with me, it's supernatural. Let us pray. Father, I give you praise and glory and honor today. We ascribe worth to you for your supernatural power, for your signs, your miracles, and your wonders. We thank you for the miracle-working power that is in Jesus, that is in us, that is available through your word and by your power, O God. We thank you this day that our ears will be open to a fresh revelation from you. We thank you that our hearts can receive and believe that all things are possible with God. So I ask that your word will go forth today with great power, being on display to bring healing, to bring provision, to bring salvation to those under the sound and the hearing of my voice. And we praise you for it now in advance in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We decree and declare that your word is forever true and that it is supernatural. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks to God. Somebody go ahead and give God a hallelujah praise right now, for he is indeed worthy, children of God, of the highest praise. For there is no one else who can do the things of our God. And so as you listen to this week's lesson about it's supernatural, we're going to be able to go through a portion of scripture from the book of Matthew. I will also refer to maybe some Old Testament text, but the bottom line, you will see through all of the examples of scripture that we'll look at today, you're going to see the basis for our faith. You're going to see the basis for our hope. You're going to see the basis for our belief, the basis for why we can place our hope and our trust in God. And we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh. And as we see the examples of how God manifested his power through Jesus, we see the power of God on full display. And I want this same power, thanks to God, to be on display in your life, in your situations and circumstances. There must be something that's at the core of each one of us as believers. Somehow it seems as if today's church and today's preaching and teaching primarily is focused on a self-effort type of gospel. I want you to know, saints of God, that God can do things that you can't do. God can do what's impossible for man, because what is impossible for man is possible with God. Somebody give God praise. And so that's the entire basis for this message this week, is that it's supernatural. And we're going to talk about three different words of meaning today as we get into the meat of this lesson. You can write these three words down, which will combine into one word in just a moment. But if you're taking notes, write down the word super. Write down the word super. The next word I want you to write down is natural. And the final word is a combination of both of those two words, which is, write down the word supernatural. This is what we're going to be seeing as we look at the scripture text as we go through the book of Mark today. Now, before we go through the book of Mark, let me refer you to an Old Testament text that also spoke of the supernatural power of God. And there's so many examples, saints, as I meditated upon this week's lesson. There were so many countless examples. Now, on this past Friday, we have a weekly movie night, and this week it was the book of Daniel. If you did not get a chance to view that video, visit our Facebook page as a link to that movie. And as I looked at the movie, it just reminded me of the supernatural power of God at work in the lives of his people. And so one of the scriptures from the Old Testament is given to Zechariah. You can make note of this. Zechariah chapter 4, I see where the Lord says in verse 6, "So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Thanks to God, it is by God's spirit that we're going to see the power of God being on display. That's the same spirit that Jesus says we as believers must be born of in order to see and to enter the kingdom of God. It is the same spirit that he said will come upon the early disciples on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where he says that after that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power. Come on, saints of God. You shall receive power, and that is the supernatural power of God. You'll see that the same power that Jesus had on display, the same power that we saw God display in the Old Testament in the case of Daniel and his three friends when they were thrown into the fire, how he preserved them in the fire. The same power that preserved Daniel in the lion's den. The same power that parted the Red Sea. The same power that kept Israel in the wilderness for 40 years and crossed over the Jordan on dry ground. The same power, hallelujah, that the angel proclaimed to Mary, the mother of Jesus, that would come upon her and would conceive that the Son of God inside of her womb. It is that same power, thanks to God. It is available to you today, but I want you to know it is not a natural power. It is not an artificial power. It is not something that we can create on our own. The type of power that we're talking about today is God's power and is supernatural. Hallelujah. So the word super, let's take a look at that briefly, and then we'll get into some of the miraculous acts of God's power being on display. Super means to be placed above or over. It is a thing placed over or added to another. That is a working definition for this lesson on the word super. The word natural means of the material world, of or relating to nature or the universe. You see in our key scripture that we read about how Jesus spoke to the wind and waves, how Jesus spoke to the things in the material world, Jesus spoke to things that exist in the universe, and he commanded that they would obey him. And that is what supernatural power is about. Now, last week here in America, if you're a sports fan, you know that there was a major sporting event called the Super Bowl. But I want you to know, saints, that God's power is super. And it is supernatural. It is beyond the things of this material world. It's above or it's placed over things in this universe. for all the things in the material world, as well as things in the universe, were created by the power of God's word. Someone say with me, it's supernatural. So now if we combine the meaning of both of those words, super and natural, which means to be placed above or over the things of the natural world or the universe, we get this meaning for the word supernatural. It is of or relating to being above and beyond what is natural. It is unexplainable by natural law or phenomena. It is abnormal. And so we're going to look through the scriptures today and see how the supernatural acts of God. And why is this important to us, thanks to God? Because we must realize, as the scripture we read from the book of Zechariah says, that it is not by might nor by power. That is not by our might. It is not by our power. But it is by God's spirit, or in other words, it is by God's power that we are saved, delivered, set free, rescued, experience the miraculous in our lives. So we've seen that one example of Jesus speaking to the wind and waves, and it calmed down. We can stay in the book of Mark. Look at chapter 5. Chapter 5 of Mark shows the example of Jesus restoring a demon-possessed man. And we'll see as it starts in verse 1. Mark chapter 5, verse 1 says, then, this is after Jesus has calmed the wind and the waves on the seashore, the same account is continuing when his disciples were amazed. Let's back up there for just a moment at the end of chapter 4. Chapter 4 appears again at verse 39. He got up, he rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, be still, or be quiet, and the wind died down and was completely calm. Verse 40 notes the reaction of his disciples. And he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? And I'm saying to you today that if God can do this with what Jesus is saying, if I can command the wind and if I can command the waves, you must realize that I have some type of supernatural power at work within me. And so this is the reason for the question in verse 40 when he says to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? In spite of the supernatural work that you just saw me do, you should no longer be afraid. But verse 41 says, they were terrified, and they asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Someone said, and he is supernatural. Hallelujah. And this is what Jesus was trying to get them to understand, that it's not just a natural thing that you have witnessed. This is something that is unexplainable to you. This is something that is in the course of regular order of life is abnormal for you. I want you to know, saints, that God can do some unexplainable. God can do some abnormal things in your life. God can do some things that is beyond what is natural for you. And this means that we cannot have this self-motivated, this self-help type of faith and theology in our lives. We must have a faith like Daniel had when he trusted God when he was thrown into the lion's den. We must have this God-centered faith, saints of God. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. We must have a God-centered faith like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had when they were thrown into the fiery furnace and how God preserved them. Thanks to God, I don't know about you, but a lot of this self-help type of theology is what's keeping a lot of people bound in their situations and keeping them bound in their circumstances. It's causing people to question God and to question faith. But the question that we need to have today is, where is your faith? This is basically what Jesus says to his disciples. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Saints of God, this is the same question God is presenting to some of us today who are wondering how and when and what and under what circumstances will God deliver me? Faith, the key for us today is just to place our trust and faith in him. What about him? Place our faith and trust in his power, that supernatural power of God that is above and over the natural world or anything in this universe. So we see here in verse number chapter 5 where Jesus continues with his display of God's miraculous power. It says in chapter 5 of Mark, verse 1, they went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes, and when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one, that is nobody from the natural world, could bind him anymore, not even with chains. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart, and he broke the irons on his feet, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Verse 5, night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. And verse 6 says, but when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, what do you want with me, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me. For Jesus had said to him in verse 8, come out of this man, you impure spirit, you impure or unclean spirit. Someone said to me, it's supernatural. We see in this particular text that the people had done everything they could do, naturally speaking, thanks to God. They'd done everything they could do to bind this man. They'd done everything they could do to prevent him from breaking the chains. But none of that worked. It says that no one was strong enough to subdue him, but Jesus released him. He simply says in verse number 8, Jesus says to him, come out of this man, you impure spirit. How many times do we find ourselves, children of God, trying to make things work in our own ways, following some type of litmus test and following some type of formula as if we somehow control the outcome of people's life situations. These situations that we're reading about today should teach us a couple of things, children of God. That one, some things are impossible for man. And the second thing is that all things, someone said to me, all things. The second thing is all things are possible with God. Hallelujah. So we see in our first instance how Jesus commanded the wind and the waves, and they obeyed him. We see here Jesus commanded an impure spirit to come out of this man, and it had to obey him. We continue on to another part of chapter 5 here. It says now, verse 21, I pray that you're seeing how you can understand that it's supernatural, that God's power is above and over everything in the natural world, material world, or things in this universe. It is related to what is beyond natural. It is unexplainable, thanks to God. So if you have an impossible situation that you're facing in life, you can now look at that situation with a fresh eyes of faith and say, it may be impossible for my doctor. It may be impossible for my lawyer. It may be impossible for me. But all things are possible with God because it's supernatural. Hallelujah. He's above all these things. We continue on in chapter 5 of Matthew. When Jesus raises a dead girl and he healed a sick woman. It says in verse number 24, so Jesus went with a man named Jairus whose daughter was sick. And large crowd followed him in verse 24. And they pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. And she had spent all she had, and instead of getting better, she only grew worse. Verse 27 says, but when she heard about Jesus, She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. In verse 29, it says, immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Someone said to me, it's supernatural. We know that it is beyond the natural or material world because this lady had went to all the natural doctors she could find, and she had spent all of her money from the material world in order to try to be healed, but none of those things hurt. Health, it reminded us of what we just talked about with the man, the demon-possessed man, where it says, but no one was able to subdue him. Hallelujah. And then as in the case of that man, it says, when he saw Jesus, he fell at Jesus' feet, for he realized that if the natural things could not free me, surely the Son of God, who operates by a supernatural power, is indeed able to deliver me. And this is the same thing that this woman with the issue of blood thought within herself. How about you, Susan of God? Have you tried Jesus? Many of us have tried to use the name of Jesus. We have invoked the name of Jesus, but we've never tried Jesus by placing our faith and our hope in him. What about him? In his power, in his authority, in his dominion. Hallelujah. We see in the case of these people, they trusted Jesus and they trusted the power that he had. So this woman, she came up behind Jesus and touched his clothes, and immediately she was healed. Now remember, Jesus was on his way to another man's house whose daughter was ill. And when this miracle happened for this woman, I want you to know, saints, God is not too busy to see after your need today. You're not so insignificant. You're not just some face in the crowd where Jesus has an agenda and you're not a part of it. You have to make God, you have to make yourself a part of God's agenda, like this woman with the issue of blood. Some people are waiting on the sidelines saying, Jesus, pass me not. Jesus, here I am. Jesus, are you going to stop and help me? This woman wasn't waiting on Jesus to get her attention. She was going to keep her attention so focused on Jesus that she didn't care about the crowd. She only was concerned about getting close enough just to touch his clothes because she knew that if him being the Son of God, he possessed the power of God, and she realized that even after I have tried everything that I can do in the natural, even after I've spent all of my money, I'm still sick. But she knew that if she touched his garment, that it would be supernatural deliverance taking place. It will be above and beyond all the things of my material and my physical world. And she received that healing, thanks to God. Jesus says to her that her faith has made her whole. See that in verse 33, it says, then when the woman, knowing what had happened to her, she came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her in verse 34, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Somebody listen to my voice today. Your faith can heal you if you act on it today. The same faith that Jesus questioned in his disciples after he had commanded the wind and the waves. He said, do you still have no faith? Now, God has done miraculous things in your life, whether you realize it or not. The fact that you're listening to this broadcast today is a testimony to the miracle-working power of God, because if the devil had his way, you would not be here today. Somebody ought to give God praise. So after we look at our own lives and as we see these examples today of the power that Jesus possesses over things in the universe, over things in the world, over sickness, and even in this case, we're going to read in a minute, he even has power over them. So we see two examples of Jesus' miraculous power being on display And I think each and every one of us can understand that what happened in the lives of these people in these stories, it was supernatural. I want you to experience the supernatural today in your life as well. Verse 35, let's continue in Matthew 5 quickly before my time runs out. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus. This was the man whose house Jesus was originally on his way to go when the woman with the issue of blood touched him. The people said to Jairus, "Your daughter is dead." They said, "Why bother the teacher anymore? The enemy will want to tell you that it's over, thanks to God. There's no need for you to continue to believe God. There's no reason for you to continue to trust God. It's too late. If he had got there in time, it would have been different." Oh, thanks to God. Some of you may be feeling that way right now. So they said to Jairus, "Your daughter is dead." Some people may say that situation is dead. That relationship is dead. Your body is almost dead. Your children are almost lost. You're about to lose your house, lose your car, lose your mind. It's too late. Just give in to the temptation. Give in to the depression. Give in to the drug addiction, the alcohol addiction. Give in to the adulterous relationship. Oh, somebody says, oh, no, it's supernatural. All the things in the natural world may be pointing to my failure. Everything in the material world may be seen to be against me. But I'm going to do what Jesus told this man to do in verse 36 of Mark chapter 5. He says, the scripture says, overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, and he's speaking to you right now, thanks to God, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Then verse 37, he did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw the commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." Verse 40 says, "But they laughed at him." He put them all out and took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and he went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." And verse 42 says, immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. Somebody say with me, it's supernatural. So saints of God, based on the three examples that we've looked at, and that's just three of thousands of examples of the power of God on display in the lives of those who have placed their faith and their trust in him. Do you qualify today as a person who will place your faith and trust in him? Not just in him, but on his power, on the authority, on the dominion that he has. For Jesus Christ has given a name above every name. His name is above poverty. His name is above lack. His name is above sickness. His name is above death and destruction. His name is above confusion. Somebody today, place your faith in the one whose name is above every name. Somebody say, it's supernatural. It's supernatural. I want you to know today, saints of God, that there is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. For God will condemn every tongue that rises against you in condemnation. The Lord shall condemn if you were to put your faith and trust in him today. I pray that as you meditate upon these scriptures, saints of God, as you go back over the text that we read today, as you meditate upon these and other displays of God's power, that today you will declare today, as you look at whatever situation that may be against you or against others, I want you to look at it and say, even though we've tried everything we can do, even though we've done the best we could do, I want to decree and declare to you that this is supernatural and that God is going to deliver me today. Saints, God bless you, prosper you in the name of Jesus, because it's supernatural. Hallelujah. Amen.